I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the Union for the New York State Troopers had officials' phones and computers seized by State Police Special Investigation Unit investigators last week. The mobile phone of the former president of the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association was seized as search warrants were executed at the union's Albany headquarters and the office of a related charity. The Financial Crimes Unit is examining spending, expenses, and compensation of numerous current and former PBA officials with allegations of widespread policy violations, including undisclosed conflicts of interest. The story says there was a mutiny on the union's board of directors, with some members from Western New York examining the union's finances. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that the New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association says that 2022 set a single-year record for inmate-on-staff and inmate-on-inmate assaults in New York prisons, up 31%. The union is claiming the violence came after the Humane Alternatives for Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act took effect last April. Union President Michael Powers said, quote, "Now more than ever, we need the New York State Legislature to put common sense over political agendas and address the skyrocketing violence we've been experiencing since the enactment of the HALT Act," unquote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that Bob Bafis, a local horticulture expert, ginseng specialist, educator, and gardening columnist, died January 12th in Florida. Quote, "Bob passed away yesterday while playing softball with his buddies," unquote, his friend Tony Melizuo wrote in an email January 13th. Quote, "He collapsed on the field. They tried to revive him with CPR, but he did not respond," unquote, Melizuo said. Quote, "I know he would want us to remember him as the loving guy he was," unquote. Bifus was 72 and lived in Schoharie County. He had a master's degree in agriculture from Cornell University and retired in 2009 as the Agriculture and Natural Resources Program Leader for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Greene County. The Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties put out a statement after his death reading in part, quote, "Without Bob, there would be no Agroforestry Resource Center today in Acre. Those of us who were privileged to call him a friend are heartbroken. As we deal with our collective loss, we will share special photos, stories, and thoughts from staff and volunteers of Bob over the next few weeks," unquote. Funeral services have not been announced at the time of this story. Read more about it in porcupinesoup.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.